From time to time over the past 10 years, Maura McElhone has given us a glimpse into her life. The young woman from Port Stewart, County Derry, who met and married a farmer from Leinster and now lives on the farm in Kildare. This morning tells us about the changing seasons of her life as her eldest begins school.
A fine rain swirls across the field behind our house. Though not yet 9 in the evening, the light is leaving the sky, the day folding down, like velvet, into a deep midnight blue. Summer is bowing out and autumn takes up the baton. These are the seasons of life. Things end and things begin. I gave birth to our third son in February of this year. My middle boy, now almost 3, has just started Montessori. My eldest, now 5, has started big school. And so begins our season of school uniforms, packed lunches, well-timed haircuts, and the annual first day photograph taken hurriedly at the front door. Recently, my mummy pulled out the big box of bits and pieces that she kept from our childhood. A grey box file packed full of paintings and drawings, poems, handmade cards, and school reports. Amongst the pile, my first copy. Inside it, my first story, written probably when I was 7 or so, about my daddy. Daddy died 3 months ago. His death was sudden and unexpected. Abrupt. I no longer see his face when I make my nightly video calls home. Daddy's seat at the kitchen table was empty when we visited in July. It will remain empty forevermore. That, for me, is the hardest part. It's not that Daddy died. It's that he isn't coming back. And yet, my son has a very different take on things. He doesn't believe Aga, as he and his brother call him, is gone at all. Not really. He's all around us, he tells me, just not like he used to be. He's in the young robin that shows up each afternoon when the boys barrel outside to race up and down the garden or play on the slide. Aga is in the single feather that shows up on a forest walk or on the beach. Indeed, their belief is so complete and so assured, it's hard not to fall under its spell. The week after Daddy died, I was walking in Dunedee Forest, pushing my baby in the pram. Twice that week, on consecutive afternoons, a fox crossed my path. At the first sighting, I was captivated. At the second, I was convinced. My son's world is expanding. Already this year, so much has come his way. His first experience of death, his first day of school, and a new baby brother, all within just 7 months. And yet, he remains so innocent, buoyed by his love of nature, Lego, and an unwavering belief in magic. My boys are 5, 2, and 6 months old. Theirs is still a world in which things change rather than end, where a presence felt is enough, where the moment they're in is the only one that matters, where now is enough. My daddy was a great man for that too, for pausing to notice and to give gratitude for a moment in time and all that it held. Things do end and things begin again, but all that really matters is now. And that, surely, is a lesson worth living, no matter our age.